This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. 40 years ago, the baseball world witnessed one of the best seasons a major league team ever had. I'm not sure I would rank this team in the top 10 all time, but surely they rank in the top 15. I'm talking, of course, about the 1984 Detroit Tigers. After winning the World Series in 1968, the Tigers had only one postseason appearance in the next 15 years. But it wasn't because they didn't have some good teams. Remember that, unlike today, only two teams from each league qualified for postseason play. In 1969, the Tigers had a 90-72 record, and in 1971, they had a 91-71 record. But they had the misfortune of having the powerful Baltimore Orioles in their division and finished a distant second. In 1972, they finished in first place, but lost to the Oakland A's in the playoffs, 3-2. In 1975, the Tigers had their second worst season in team history, winning only 57 games while losing 102. Midway through the 1979 season, the Tigers hired manager Sparky Anderson, and the team slowly improved, finishing 92-70 in 1983, their best record since 1968. But once again, it was the Baltimore Orioles who finished in first. The 1984 Detroit Tigers were stacked with talented players, outfielders Kirk Gibson and Chet Lemon, catcher Lance Parrish, second baseman Lou Whitaker, shortstop Alan Trammell, and pitchers Jack Norris and Willie Hernandez. The team got off to a 9-0 start, and after 17 games, the Tigers looked almost unbeatable with a 16-1 record. 40 games into the season, the record was 35-5. Unbelievable. By June 24th, the Tigers had cooled off considerably, but were still far ahead of the rest of the league with a 52-18 record. After losing 10 of their next 18 games, Tiger fans grew concerned that the team was losing steam. It may have been a bit unrealistic to expect the team to keep up the pace of winning they had earlier in the season. By September 1st, Detroit still had an 8.5-game lead in their division, with only 27 games left in the season. So it would take a complete collapse for the Tigers not to win their division. They finished the season with a 104-58 record, 15 games ahead of the second place Toronto Blue Jays. Chet Lemon, Lance Parrish, Lou Whitaker, Alan Trammell, Jack Morris, and Willie Hernandez made the All-Star team. Kirk Gibson smashed 27 home runs and drove in 91 runs, while Lance Parrish led the team with 33 home runs and 98 RBIs. Alan Trammell led the club in batting average at .314. Pitcher Jack Morris won 19 games, while Dan Petrie won 18. Willie Hernandez, who won the American League MVP and Cy Young Award, saved 32 games in relief. Sparky Anderson won Manager of the Year. The Tigers played the Kansas City Royals in the American League Championship Series, and Game 1 was no contest. Jack Morris pitched 7 innings and allowed only 1 run. Willie Hernandez pitched the final 2 innings, allowing no runs. Larry Herndon, Lance Parrish, and Alan Trammell hit a home run. Trammell also had a triple and 3 RBIs. The final score was Detroit 8, Kansas City 1. Game 2 was much more difficult. Dan Petry pitched 7 innings and allowed only 2 runs, but the usually reliable Willie Hernandez gave up a run in relief, which tied the game and sent it into extra innings. Aurelio Lopez held the Royals scoreless for the next 3 innings. Johnny Grubb hit a double in the 11th inning, driving in 2 runs to give Detroit a 5-3 victory. Kirk Gibson had a good game, hitting a double and a home run. Game 3 was a classic pitcher's duel. The Royals' Charlie Liebrandt pitched a complete game and allowed only 1 run on 3 hits. Unfortunately for Liebrandt, 1 run was all the Tigers needed. Marty Castillo batted in Chet Lemon to give Detroit the victory. Milt Wilcox allowed only 2 hits and no runs in 8 innings. Willie Hernandez finished the job in the 9th. In Game 1 of the World Series, Jack Morris pitched a complete game and allowed only 2 runs to the San Diego Padres. Detroit trailed 2-1 until Larry Herndon hit a 2-run homer in the 5th inning. The Tigers won 3-2. Padres infielder Kurt Bevecue hit a 3-run home run off Dan Petry, and San Diego won Game 2, 5-2. Detroit took an early lead in Game 3, scoring 4 runs in the 2nd inning. 2 of those runs came off a Marty Castillo home run. San Diego pitchers walked 11 Tigers batters in the first 5 innings, and the Tigers cruised to a 5-2 victory. Pitcher Milt Wilcox got the win for Detroit. In Game 4, Jack Morris pitched another 2-run complete game. Alan Trammell accounted for all 4 Tigers runs on offense, blasting a pair of 2-run home runs. Detroit took another early lead in Game 5, scoring 3 runs in the 1st inning, but the Padres tied it up in the 4th inning. The Tigers took the lead back and led 5-4 in the 8th inning. Padres manager Dick Williams wanted to walk Kirk Gibson intentionally, but relief pitcher Goose Gossage insisted he could get Gibson out. Williams decided to trust Gossage, which was a big mistake. Gibson hit a 3-run blast to give Detroit an 8-4 victory and their first World Series trophy since 1968. Alan Trammell won the series MVP award as he batted .450 with a double, 2 home runs, and 6 RBIs. It would be 21 years before the Tigers won another American League pennant, but they would lose the World Series to the Cardinals. In 2006, they won another pennant, but were swept in the World Series by the Giants. So for now, Tiger fans must be content with memories of that 1984 magical season. That will conclude our podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.